Is it the Orange Revolution Part 2? Human trafficking touches every corner in the U.S., and we've got a lead on some free resources that you might enjoy. All this coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Ukraine's government held onto power in Parliament yesterday, but thousands continue to protest. They're angry about the government's violent reaction to protesters who oppose the president's failure to sign a trade agreement with the European Union and align instead with Russia. President of Russian Ministry Sergei Rakuba is from Ukraine.
The country is getting paralyzed, you know, because of all these protests, and definitely, you know, the economy will be shaken, you know, so the banking system is not going to function properly.
What does that mean for Ukrainians? More poverty. Rakuba says this makes their plan to distribute Project Hope Christmas gifts to needy children even more relevant.
Especially now when the country is in turmoil, we need more help. We need more resources. We need more partnership that will continue bringing the gospel to the next generation of that country.
$25 provides a gift, which includes a Bible. There are links to the program at our website. Next, it's always good to be reminded of the power of prayer. Last week, weather forecasts of Cyclone Lahar predicted extreme devastation in Andhra Pradesh, India, an area already reeling from Cyclone Helen, which hit the week before. India partners asked for your prayers. They received news that the cyclone changed overnight and the winds dissipated. Damage was much less severe than expected. Continue to pray for the villagers as they recover from the cyclone. This is Mission Network News. A Sunday morning church police raid in Kazakhstan last month could be a sign of things to come. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says this particular church was unregistered. Now,
10 of the church members now are facing a court date, and they could get possible fines of 1 or 2 months' average salary.
The bite of the revised religion law has been growing sharper over the last 2 years for everybody. Forum 18 News says this year alone, 146 people have been fined for practicing religion in Kazakhstan.
The older saints that are there, they're going to remember what life was like under atheistic communism and how they had to survive under Soviet oppression. The newer generation that's coming up would have no memories of this and how to survive under such a thing.
The window is closing. We posted links on ways you can help at our website. In the meantime,
pray that the Lord would grant us wisdom and discretion about equipping them to be able to proclaim the gospel, and that we would have wisdom in doing it discreetly.
Meanwhile, human trafficking is growing in the U.S. According to the Polaris Project, over 9,000 human trafficking cases were reported between 2007 and 2012. Amy Ritchie of EFCA Reach Global says now is the time for the U.S. church to act.
If we can identify and meet people in their vulnerability, we can actually intersect and make the biggest difference in preventing human trafficking.
You can find the full report at our website and specific ways to help. You don't need a degree in counseling or psychology either.
Exactly how God has wired you gives you abilities that He can use in the fight against human trafficking. Web designers, filmmakers, logistics specialists, artists, teachers, everybody can get involved in this fight.
There's an easy way to start right now.
Pray for the victims themselves, especially during the holiday season. This is a very hard time for them.
And they say that nothing in life is free, but that's not always true. When something's free and helpful, it's even better, right? Pioneers is offering many bottom-line media resources for free for the rest of the month. Each week, a new book or DVD is offered. These books are encouraging resources, telling you about how God's working in the lives of individuals around the world. Share the link located on our website with your friends and family. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD called Hope for All the World with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll send you a copy. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.